exactly right. So we want to use our Fourier decomposition. So rather than just using what E vector is at infinity, what we want to use is this Fourier transform. We had calculated previously what E tilde is, and I've calculated this briefly, what I've written down previously, is E tilde is equal to Q over 32 pi cubed quantity to the 1/2 power times 1 over epsilon naught times the integral from minus infinity to infinity of T prime E to the I omega T prime plus R naught over C n quantity times the square brackets of the quantity of I omega over C R naught plus 1 over capital R squared n quantity in the capital R naught hat direction minus I omega over C beta vector over R naught n quantity. Okay, so that's our Fourier decomposition of the electric field. We can throw the things out that vary as 1 over R naught squared, because as we go up to infinity, their amplitude will be 0. We can similarly develop a Fourier version of the magnetic field. That's Q over 32 pi cubed to the 1/2 power I omega mu naught over R naught e to the I omega magnitude of R naught over C times the integral from minus T to infinity e T prime e to the I omega times the quantity of T prime minus n hat dot R vector over C n quantity times n hat cross beta vector. So that's my magnetic field as I take it to out to infinity and I drop all of the 1 over R squared terms. Now my pointing vector is going to be equal to 1 over mu naught E cross B, which I can also write as C over mu naught B cross n hat cross B, which I can also write as C over mu naught B squared in the n hat direction.